Are you ready to head down the path to an abundant retirement? We're tackling the topics of the mind of the modern retiree here on Navigating an Abundant Retirement Radio. And now your host, Carol Dewey.
Welcome back to Navigating an Abundant Retirement Radio. I am your host, Carol Dewey. And this week we're going to talk about the first six myths of the 12 little-known wealth myths that can rob you of your hard-earned retirement dollars. Have you asked yourself more than once lately, what in the world is going on in the world? Am I doing the right things to protect myself, my family, and my wealth? Am I doing enough to preserve my lifestyle in retirement? If so, you're not alone. I can't help you with the first question, but I can help you with the second question. It's critical to answer that second question, and now. There are new forces at work in the economy and financial markets unlike any we've seen historically. If you're like me, it's important to separate fact from fiction. And if you're like me, to call a spade and not whitewash facts just to feel better. Let's begin by defining what we mean by wealth and retirement. Then we'll look at the wealth myths that can unknowingly sabotage your desire to protect yourself, your family, and your wealth and preserve your lifestyle in retirement. So what does it mean to retire? Here's what I believe. Don't simply retire from work. I believe that you should retire from your old way of life to a new way of life. Retire from worry, fear, and stress to peace of mind, security, and confidence. Retire from the have-to-dos to the want-to-dos. Retire from other people's agendas to living your own agenda every day. Retire from being controlled to being in full control. I call it retire abundantly, where you are becoming the person that you want to be, doing the things that you want to do, being with the people that you want to be with, and making the difference you want to make. Does that make sense? One more thing. You, your wealth, and your family need to be insulated from life's uncertainties and protected from wealth predators, which I'll be outlining in future podcasts. Your money is here to serve you, not the other way around. So what is wealth? Wealth is more than money, of course. Wealth is what is valuable to you. Wealth is what is worth fighting to protect. Wealth is what is worth passing on. Wealth is actually three-dimensional. You've got your financial dimension, that's your money, your assets, liabilities, and your income. You've got your personal dimension, your health and peace, your wisdom, values, and life experiences, and the people that are important to you. And you've got your social dimension, that is your impact on people, causes, and institutions you care about deeply. Certainly, money does not buy happiness. However, it's nearly impossible to have control in your life without financial wealth. And it's nearly impossible to protect yourself and your other wealth without financial wealth. And it's nearly impossible to help family and friends and support the people, causes, and institutions you care about without financial wealth. Wealth creates freedom, or at least it should. Before we talk about how to stay wealthy, and we will, how to insulate yourself from life's uncertainties and protect your wealth from wealth predators, let's identify what can put your retirement security at risk. And this is the beginning of the 12 wealth myths. Wealth myths are little-known myths that threaten your financial security and freedom. Wealth myths can come from many places. They can come from parents, family members, friends, business colleagues, and even well-meaning, ill-informed advisors. Today, the super spreader of wealth myths is the media. And when I say media, I include the internet. These unchallenged wealth myths can lead to unknown and costly wealth mistakes. Mistakes that can cost you hundreds of thousands of dollars, millions, and even tens of millions, as you will see in the life of a well-known businessman. Worse than the money loss, these mistakes can lead to a lifetime of never retiring from the worry, fear, and stress. So let's get to myth number one. The what got you here myth. Life has three wealth phases, and each has three sub-phases. The first phase is wealth loading. That's building your wealth. The second is wealth living. That's enjoying your wealth. And of course, the last one is wealth leaving. That's passing your wealth on to the people and to causes that you care about. Each phase has a different set of priorities, a different purpose, and a different set of success keys. What got you here won't get you there. We specialize in helping people in phase two and phase three. Many people come to us having stepped into the living phase without fully updating their wealth plan. This brings us to wealth myth number two. The tax code is not your friend myth. Most people who come to me and their advisors are afraid of the tax code. Understandably so. It's complex for sure. In 1955, the tax code had around 400,000 words. Today, the tax code and IRS regulations total more than 4 million words. It's full of landmines that can trip up taxpayers who are uninformed with advisors untrained in tax reduction. The truth is, the tax code is a roadmap to tax reduction and tax elimination. It's full of gold mines for those with advisors trained specifically to take advantage of every tax-saving opportunity. The tax code is also the recipe to tax elimination and reduction. It tells you exactly what needs to be done to legally reduce and eliminate taxes and receive the tax benefits that are rightfully yours. If you follow the recipe, you are able to create three powerful and desirable outcomes. You'll want to, first, eliminate taxes where possible, or second, reduce taxes where possible, and three, create assets that will never be taxed. It is not patriotic to pay more in taxes. Are you taking full advantage of every tax savings option that is available to you? Now, myth number three, the good advice, bad advice myth. Most people believe advice comes in two varieties, good and bad. The costly advice is bad advice. The second costliest advice is average advice, which cost Joe Robbie $43 million in taxes and family disunity. Average and even bad advice can come packaged in a well-meaning wrapper from family, friends, and business colleagues. Well-meaning folks who only retire once and are more than happy to give you advice about your retirement, happy to give you specific advice without knowing your full details, and without having fully and diagnostically assessed your existing plan. Average advice can also come from existing advisors. Let's check out this true story. It's about phenomenal success and then tragic loss. Joseph, or Joe Robbie, the second of five, grew up in Sisseton, South Dakota. His father was a Lebanese immigrant and restaurant manager. His mother was a baker and the daughter of Irish immigrants. In 1930, at 14 years old, Robbie became the sports writer for his local newspaper. 4 years later, during the Great Depression, when things got tough for the family, Robbie dropped out of high school to work as a lumberjack, sending $25 of his $30 monthly earnings back home. After completing his high school education in 1936, Robbie enrolled at Northern State Teachers College, then transferred to the University of South Dakota, where he met his future wife, Elizabeth. They would marry 2 years later. Robbie enlisted in the Navy on the day after the Japanese attack on Pearl Harbor. Robbie saw substantial action in the Pacific Theater and was awarded a Bronze Star for his service. After his discharge, he used the GI Bill to return to the University of South Dakota as a law student. After law school, Robbie practiced law and was involved in politics. In March 1965, Joe Foss, the commissioner of the American Football League, met with Robbie about an expansion franchise. Foss recommended Miami. Robbie formed a partnership with comedian Danny Thomas, a fellow Lebanese-American, and raised the $7.5 million expansion fee. In 1987, Robbie built the Dolphins a stadium with his own money. In a South Florida Sun Sentinel article, they wrote, "If I hadn't been told it was impossible, I never would have started," Robbie said. When they said, "If Joe Robbie wants a new stadium, let him go build it himself," I guess that challenged my Irish disposition. And so while most people don't get to see their dreams come true, their monuments built, Joe Robbie, at 71 years old, will be sitting tonight in a skybox in his own $102 million monument, the Joe Robbie Stadium. That from the Sun Sentinel article. Tough, tenacious, determined. Yet after his death, due to poor planning, the team and stadium had to be sold for $109 million, well below market value, to pay the $43 million estate tax bill, which could have been avoided with proper planning. 15 years later, the team and stadium were sold for $1 billion. Worse than losing the $43 million unnecessarily, the plan created family conflict and bitterness that lasted way beyond his death. In the Business Week article, "The Dolphins Never Played This Rough," they reported the structure of the trust and the rest of the estate made conflict all but inevitable. "We were put in a difficult situation by our father," says Dan Robbie. Where were Joe Robbie's advisors? Joe Robbie's problem wasn't that he didn't have a plan. It's that his advisors didn't upgrade his plan as he became wealthier. The tax and family conflict could have been avoided with comprehensive integrated planning and disciplined execution. What's the costliest advice? Bad advice. What's the second costliest advice? Average advice. This leads us to myth number 4, the financial superstar myth. This myth is an unspoken myth that was sprung out of wealth myth number 6, so stay tuned for that one. This myth implies that you should be a superstar in your core career and you should be a superstar wealth advisor as well. Does that make any sense? That you should or even could be a superstar in two careers? What a heavy burden this lays on your shoulders. How many athletes are superstars at two sports? How many are even good at two sports? I can only think of one who succeeded. In 1989 and 1990, Bo Jackson accomplished the seemingly impossible. He doubled as one of Major League Baseball's best outfielders and one of the National Football League's best running backs. In the 1989 Major League Baseball All-Star Game, he crushed a leadoff home run and won Most Valuable Player honors. A year later, Jackson was selected to the NFL's Pro Bowl, and one who didn't fare so well? Michael Jordan, called the greatest basketball player of all time by the National Basketball Association and many, many others, tried to parlay his superior athleticism and experience into a second career in baseball. He failed. To get in the game is one hurdle. To perform at the top of your game is another. Only 1.6% of college players become professionals in the NFL. Of the 1,696 active players, only 106 players, a mere 6.2%, will be selected to the Pro Bowl each year. Even Pro Bowl CFOs, accountants, and attorneys are not trained in the specific skills necessary to succeed during the wealth living and wealth leaving phases. Even if you could become a Pro Bowl wealth advisor, do you really want to? Think about this. Did you work your entire career or build your business, sacrificing to put in the extra time and effort needed to sharpen your skills and experience so that you could be the best and be paid what you're worth, only to walk out the door into retirement so you could spend your retirement? Sacrificing to put in the extra time and effort needed to sharpen your skills and experience so that you could be a Pro Bowl wealth advisor? Wealth myth number 5. The DIY or semi-DIY myth. Some people show up at one of my private briefings or come in for a 22-point strategic wealth assessment who are acting as their own wealth counsel. I usually start by asking them, is this what you promised yourself during your decades of working, that when you retired, you wanted a second career in designing, implementing, and enhancing a comprehensive integrated wealth plan for success during the wealth living and wealth leaving phases of your life? Some responded with, hey, I like it, and it doesn't take that much time. Oh, really? I'll say. That's not my experience or the experience of my team, who are dedicated to delivering Pro Bowl advice and experience. Then I'll ask them another question. Would a 1%er hire you? What do you mean, they usually ask. Would someone with $5 million see you as their best option to preserve, protect, and pass on their hard-earned wealth? Someone at the top of their game. Someone willing to dedicate the time and effort necessary to develop and sharpen their skills. Would they hire you to give pro bono advice on tax elimination, lifestyle enhancement, cash flow enrichment, risk defense, investment choreographing, healthcare protection, and legacy creation? Probably not. Then why are you trusting in yourself for that advice? What's it costing you? I ask. Then, do you have the courage to find out? If so, let me run your plan through our 22-point strategic wealth assessment and detail your options to decrease taxes, increase your lifestyle, reduce your risk so you can retire with greater peace and freedom. If they have enough courage, they take me up on my offer. Now we're on wealth myth number 6, the Dear Occupant Goals myth. The large financial product companies, you know many of them, that dominate the retirement planning landscape, create one-size-fits-all products. As you know, with $1 million or more in investable monies, you are in the top 5% of wealth holders in the U.S. In 1956, Earl Nightingale, I'll share his story next time, shared that at age 65, if you had 100 folks, one would be rich, 4 are independent, 5 are still working, 36 are dead, and 54 are dead broke. Some things never change. The large financial product manufacturers create their products for the 95 percenters. Assembly line mass-marketed products for one-size-fits-all retirements and dear occupant goals. You know those personalized letters you get addressed to Dear Occupant? They hire large numbers of product salespeople and they call them financial planners or retirement advisors. They are trained employees paid to be product first. It's a fine approach, I guess, until you reach $1 million or more when you deserve and need a fully custom, comprehensive, integrated wealth plan. In a recent J.D. Power survey, according to J.D. Power, of those clients promised comprehensive wealth planning by the giant wealth managers, 86% are not receiving comprehensive financial advice. Here's the reality. If your present wealth plan is off the shelf or semi-custom, it means that you may be missing out on significant tax-reducing and lifestyle-enhancing options. I believe you deserve a fully customized, integrated, comprehensive wealth plan. A wealth plan that includes tax elimination, lifestyle enhancement, cash flow enrichment, risk defense, investment choreographing, healthcare protection, and legacy creation. A wealth plan for success in the wealth living and wealth leaving phases. So those are the first 6 wealth myths. I hope that was helpful. Next time, the next 6 will include the 401k binge myth, the 80% reduced lifestyle myth, and the lower tax bracket later myth. In the meantime, if you have any questions or comments, please feel free to give me a call. Over the last 40 years of helping business owners, executives, and independent women preserve, protect, and pass on their wealth, I've discovered a shocking truth about the top 5% who come to me for help. A truth about them which allows them to operate under an entirely different life playbook, enjoying what they love most without any financial anxiety holding them back, and avoiding the huge mistakes that trap your hard-earned money, suffocate your income, and keep your financial goals seemingly forever out of arm's reach. That is that they are open-minded. Open-minded people say there is no monopoly on new solutions. Open-minded people say there could be a safer, easier way. Open-minded people say it's smart and prudent to test and validate. If you're interested in going deeper, we do have a fast-paced, top-rated presentation called Income Tax Reduction and Estate Tax Elimination that hundreds of thousands across the U.S. have profited from. It details how to create substantial income tax deductions, avoid double taxation on your IRS-targeted retirement accounts, legally bypass capital gains taxes on stocks, bonds, and real estate, reduce and even eliminate income taxes on your IRA and 401k, and convert unused assets into a tax-free income you can't outlive. If at any point you're interested in going deeper, simply give my office a call at 877-434-6243 or email us at carol@perpetualwealthfinancial.com. So let me leave you with another question and a smile. This week's question is, what are the things worth fighting to protect for you? And a smile, a quote by Arthur Godfrey. I'm proud to pay taxes in America. The thing is, I could feel just as proud at half the price. Now that's all I've got planned for you this week. Until next time, remember that navigating your abundant retirement starts today. I'd like to encourage you to continue our journey of enlightenment and education by subscribing to our podcast and downloading the show. See you next time.
You should consult a financial advisor familiar with the specific circumstances of your unique financial situation before making any financial decisions. Nothing in this broadcast constitutes as a solicitation for the sale or purchase of any securities. Any mentioned rates of returns are historical or hypothetical in nature and are not a guarantee of future returns. Carol Dewey is an investment advisor representative of Perpetual Wealth Financial, a Florida-registered investment advisor firm.